Welcome, everyone, to the Patty Gentile Show. I'm your host, Patty Gentile. With me in studio is my producer, John Iannuzzi. You want to say welcome?
Pleased to be here for episode 3.
Yes, that's exciting. This is show number 3. We're very happy about that. I want to thank WADK. We are on Saturday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the replay will be Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And also, we upload to my Fighting the Good Fight podcast with Patricia Gentile the show. We upload them every Monday now at this point. And thank you, John, for that.
Hey, listen, we appreciate our loyal listeners, and we are excited to bring new listeners into the fold.
Yes, that is happening. I'm getting a lot of feedback, and I believe we have shown to have new subscribers on the podcast as a result as well. You can listen live, WADK.com, anytime. And so that makes this show worldwide, which is exciting.
And we've talked about engaging our listeners, and social media is turning out to be a great way to do that. Unsolicited, got a very nice response, very nice review of the show. Love the show. It's easy to embrace something when it becomes popular, but most of us forget that it takes a lot of hard work before being so. And Patty's interviews offer a fun forum, to gain greater insights into her guests' experiences, letting us learn firsthand how these folks achieved this through hard work and experiences. So far, the singular through line is a passion for what they do with a sincere desire to share it. I think that last line really wraps it up into a nice, neat bow, because you're passionate, your guests are passionate, and I suspect that the listeners are too.
I like the idea that it's coming across as fun too.
That was a listener, MacMan4000 in Rhode Island.
Well, thank you.
Of course, you got some texts. Very good, Patty. You sound like a natural who's been doing this for 10 years. Interesting stuff. And then I like this one. Wow, Patty, you're easy listening. Which, you know, in radio, that used to be kind of like an insult. But in this world, that's a nice compliment. Easy listening. Your delivery is professional yet natural. And you're down to earth and make everything understandable. And that's a big part of this, too.
That's very important. This topic is technical. People actually can't wrap around what the IRS or the state tax authority is trying to tell them, what the rules are, what the regs, why they have a problem, why they need to substantiate this or that, why they have to prove their claim. They have the burden of proof. It's overwhelming. And then you hire a tax professional such as myself. I happen to be an attorney CPA who concentrates in taxpayer defense and resolution work. There is practice, procedure, rules, and regs about coming up with a successful plan to resolve your tax debt. I believe you need to be able to pay either the IRS or the Department of Revenue if you have a state problem on your own terms, and not when you're backed into the corner, when you feel you have no choice, because there's definitely options. What I was saying earlier to you, John, before we came on air, what would be the pink elephant in the room if we did not mention this is the fact the federal government right now is shut down due to lack of funding. What I want to mention to people, please don't be concerned, for example, that your Social Security benefits will not get direct deposited into your bank account. This is the beginning of a new month, and a lot of people get their benefits at the beginning of the month, then people get them in the middle of the month as well. Other dates throughout the month. Please know that is government funding that will not be stopped. You're going to see that money in your account. The thing I want to mention about when the government is shut down, I've had this experience, of course. And the last one that I experienced is the one that happened in for 35 days shutdown in December of 2018 to the end of January of 2019. What you need to do during these times of shutdown is meet your deadlines. Let me give you examples of that. Coming up October 15th is the deadline for the 2024 individual and trust tax returns that were placed on extension as of April 15th, and you had until 6 months, automatic 6 months, till October 15th to file those 2024 returns. Now, I'm not talking about where you might have been in a FEMA emergency and there are other dates associated with your FEMA disaster relief. So please go on irs.gov and look up your deadline date if you got more of an extension beyond October 15th. Do not miss that. Go ahead and electronically file your return. Another example, if you are actually in a dispute with the IRS and they want information, that could be you're working in IRS appeals, with IRS collections, with IRS examination, that's audit. You do not want to miss the deadline when they've requested information from you. There will be somebody there to make sure the mail goes where it's supposed to go, or the fax. Use the fax numbers if you have that option too. It shows timely response. The third example, if you have a deadline date to file the request for a collection due process hearing or file the request for a United States tax court petition, meet that deadline, timely filing, postmark date. They call it the mailbox rule, where the postmark stamp is the filing date. Don't miss that. That way, there's nothing that's going to come back at you. I feel this is a very important thing to know. I do want to say before we take the break that October, I learned today that October is National Learn to Bowl Month. And I actually have bowling once a week now, and I've never been in a league. And so I am learning to bowl. It's also National Pizza Month and National Popcorn Poppin' Month. I definitely wanted to give you those and that I learned this morning. So please celebrate, either learn to bowl, have pizza tonight for dinner, or
by the way, pizza, the discussion of pizza and where to get the best slice.
Oh yeah.
Is the most divisive. It's maybe more divisive than politics. People take this very seriously and they feel a kinship and a certain loyalty to the pizza that is native to where they're from.
Okay, this is an invitation, a shout out invitation to Bruce Newberry. We need to know that from your show, your food show. So let's get you on to talk about that. And also when it comes to popcorn popping, people like flavored popcorn.
Too messy on your fingers.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends. Yeah, cheese, the movie theater, butter, I don't know what else. Some people spice it up. You know, they put some hot whatever. I don't know.
Sriracha.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. But I like regular sea-salted popcorn, maybe lightly buttered and real butter. I can't do that.
Frankie Boyer would be applauding right now.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah. And
she was on
last
week.
A little fat as long as it's real fat.
That's
right.
Hey,
why don't you invite our listeners back for segment two?
Yes, please don't go away, because I'm going to debunk a myth of something that people thought was passed by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. And I want to make sure you know the correct deduction for seniors. And we'll also be introducing our guest for segment three. So please come back. Welcome back. This is Patty Gentile. I'm your host of the Patty Gentile Show. And before the break, I mentioned that one item of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that I wanted to debunk, because I'm hearing this from a lot of people. And that is, there are a lot of people that think or heard or that the One Big Beautiful Bill Act came out with a new law saying that there's going to be no tax on Social Security. That is not correct at all. However, what the One Big Beautiful Bill Act did actually enact is what's called the Enhanced Deduction for Seniors. And what is that? It's a new deduction that's effective this year in 2025, and it will go through 2028. So for the next four tax years, this deduction is available to individuals who are age 65 and older. They may claim an additional deduction of $6,000. If you have a married couple who are filing jointly, both spouses qualify, they're both 65 and older, then that is a total $12,000 deduction on their return. If it's an individual return, it's that individual may be eligible, if they're 65 and older, for the $6,000 senior deduction. This new deduction is actually in addition to the current standard deduction for seniors under the existing law. So this is where it can really reduce tax on your Social Security benefits. If you tend to be taxed on your Social Security benefits, this additional deduction can help reduce tax on your taxable income, which may include Social Security benefits. However, this deduction phases out, meaning it gets reduced. The maximum is $6,000 per individual who qualifies as 65 and older, but it phases out and reduces down to zero for taxpayers that, and this is, I'm not going to get technical about how this is calculated. You definitely want to talk to your tax return preparer, or if you do your own taxes on TurboTax. Or as a sidebar here, by the way, if you go to something like a sponsored AARP free voluntary tax return preparers, we're actually going to have a few of those on one of our future shows to talk about their training, their certification, that they volunteer so that people know what's out there. And you don't have to be 65 or older to qualify for this service. You just need to know where to find it. So that was just a sidebar, but coming back to what I was about to say, that this deduction phases out for taxpayers with modified adjusted gross income. That's if you're an individual over $75,000. So if your modified adjusted gross income as an individual is over $75,000, this deduction phases out to zero after that. And if you're a joint filers, married filing joint, this deduction will phase out when you hit $150,000 or over. So what does that mean? That simply means that there's income limitations. As an individual or as married filing joint, there is, once you hit a certain income threshold of $75,000 and over, or $150,000, yeah, jointly, individually $75,000 or jointly $150,000, this deduction, the $16,000 per person, 65 and older, will phase out. So you're definitely going to need to do some tax planning. And at the end of the show, my last segment is my coaching corner. So today I am going to talk about some tax planning aspects because of our guest. And let me introduce our guest so that after the break, you can come back. And his name is Gary Mastro Donato. He is the founder of Masters Wealth Management Group. And he is a proponent of what he calls his four pillars of retirement income, of actually creating retirement income. And pillar number one is what we're going to talk about today, and that is Social Security benefits. And there's different strategies to when you take it, or if you're married and joint in the household, if one spouse takes it and the other one doesn't, or if you both take it. But what we'll need to do at the end of the show is, in my coaching corner, we'll talk about tax planning, Social Security, as well as some of this new senior deduction under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. And you have a good opportunity before the end of this tax year to do some tax planning and not have any surprises on your return. And for those who are not aware of Gary Mastro Donato, Gary Mastro Donato has had his radio show, Mastering Your Money, for over 40 years. And he loves doing his show, and I definitely would recommend you give him that a listen. But when we come back from the break, he'll be talking about retirement planning and Social Security and about how you can listen to his show. So make sure you come on back so we can talk with Gary. Welcome back from the break. This is the Patty Gentile Show on WADK 1540 AM. And as promised, I'd like to introduce to you our guest, Gary Mastro Donato of Wealth Masters Group. Gary.
Yes.
When we were talking the other day, you were mentioning about your retirement income plan and that you had four pillars in that plan for people to create retirement income. The foundational pillar you mentioned is what I'd like you to talk about today, which is Social Security income. And you mentioned to me that you have a combination of plans too in creating maximum Social Security income.
From the combination you might be referencing, there's different options one can choose. Starting at age 62, which is the normal early retirement age, all the way to 70, which is the maximum retirement age. What would determine when one turns on Social Security or elects to have Social Security would be a variety of different factors, including health, which is very important. If someone's in great health and they have enough money to carry them through, but yet they're eyeing an early retirement, say somebody wants to retire at 60, well, they're going to call on other money first, obviously, because they don't qualify for Social Security. And then the big question would be, would they turn it on at 62 or wait till their full retirement age if they're totally stopped working or continue to work? Which the full retirement age for some are 66 and for others it's 67, or a combination thereof. So it's not unusual to have somebody that looks up on SS.gov, which is the government site for Social Security, which everybody can check, by the way, by simply going to www.ss.gov, G-O-V. And all of a sudden now you have your page in front of you, and you would insert your Social Security number, answer a couple of other questions, and the printout will come for you, which gives you your estimation of what your Social Security will be if you elected at age 62 or you wait till 67, say it's full retirement age at 67, or all the way to 70, which is your maximum scenario. And what determines that would be a need from income perspective. We would look at your health to see if your health is good or poor. That makes a decision as to when you turn on Social Security. If you have a spouse and she plays a big part in your Social Security election as well, we can start her Social Security before yours while you're still working. You can get a smaller benefit without really going against your own Social Security or having to count towards that. We had a client the other day, Patty, who's in poor health, and we determined not to turn his Social Security on for the reason that when he passes, we can build up his wife's Social Security to a higher number. If he lives two or three more years, and if he's at 67, for example, all the way to 70, that Social Security amount grows by a robust 8% per year from full retirement age to 70. Prior to that, from 62 to full retirement age, it grows at an annual rate of 6% per year. So it goes from 6 to 8 on the growth pattern, depending on what your full retirement age is. The full retirement age is determined by your date of birth, by the year that you're born in. And there's a little schedule on the IRS page based on the year of birth. Most people that elect today that are baby boomers are already past the 66 part, so they're likely going to be either a full 67 or a 67 in 10 months, most likely.
I didn't know what the growth rate was from that 6% growth rate of your benefits from the time you take it at 62 at the early till your full benefit rate date. I was aware of the 8%, but I wasn't even sure if that was an urban myth until I hear it from an expert from you. So that's a great rate of return or a growth rate.
Well, it's a great, it's hard to get 8% if you're in good health, okay? The person that is electing Social Security who is ill, we decided not to turn his Social Security on quite yet, to let it grow at the 8% level. And the reason for that is when he passes, his wife will end up receiving the higher of either her Social Security benefit or his. And his was far higher than hers was going to be. So we decided to grow his benefit at a robust 8% a year. She's going to get that over the rest of her lifetime. When somebody passes, unfortunately, one Social Security has to go away. And oftentimes, if the individual spouse, for example, that dies first may have a pension, oftentimes there's no survivorship benefit in that pension. And the widow gets caught with no more pension income and less one Social Security, leaving her in a pretty struggling bind at that point. We need to build it out professionally and to really give them the maximum possible number that they can get. I call it squeezing the lemon. We want to squeeze that Social Security lemon as tight as we can to get every last drop out, because you've had withholdings since your very first job at age 15 or 16. I didn't even know what it is on my first job when I went to work. I was getting a dollar an hour, and I was more than pleased to get that from high school. A dollar an hour, and I would count it in my head. I said, well, I've got six, this is gonna be my first paycheck. I got $16 coming today in my paycheck. And I open up the envelope and it's $13.10. I'll never forget. And I said, there's gotta be a mistake here somewhere. And I went over to see the manager, and he said, No. He said, that's Social Security withholding, that's FICA, this is your disability. I said, what is all this stuff? I had never heard of them before. So you learn pretty quickly on the first job when you're looking at your paycheck number.
I love that you mentioned that, because I was working on a farm picking vegetables and then working at the farm stand selling the vegetables, and I was making, I think, $1.67 an hour, and I didn't understand all the stuff that came out and left me with a lot less than I was doing the calculator on too. But, you know, the information you just imparted in this short amount of time was so valuable for people to think about and discuss with you. Also, listen to your radio program. Tell us more about how people can listen to you, listen to your advice, get in touch with you.
Sure. My name is Gary Mastrodonato. I host a show called Mastering Your Money, We've been on the air, believe it or not, for 43 years, and we play over 17 times weekly through the states of North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. So we're on, and if you are in any of those states, you'll hear the show. But you can hear it anytime, really, on a podcast or on all the major podcasts, as your show is as well, Patty. And just Google the Mastering Your Money show, Gary Mastrodonato. We've got about probably 300 or 400 shows in the library right now with every topic you can imagine, whether it be Social Security, early retirement, late retirement, how to build an income plan that you can't outlive. One of the big plans today that we really have to really emphasize, and we can't emphasize it enough, is a plan for long-term care. We all know somebody that's in that mess as well. So it becomes very expensive. The biggest reason, Patty, people run out of money during their lifetime after they retire is two things. Taxes, which you specialize in, and you're one of the best I've ever met. You're my personal tax, not only my CPA, but you're my tax legal attorney, my tax attorney. And I'm telling you, you made a world of difference in my life, as I know you do in many other lives as well. So you're invaluable in what you do for other people out here.
Thank you.
Who have a need for what you do. But to find the master, we're at www.masterswealth.com. Masters like the golf tournament, wealth like we all want to be. And I'm writing a book called The 20-Minute Millionaire. And for all your listeners out there, if you call the master at 252-249-0100 and set up a 20-minute conversation with us, we'll send you a complimentary book signed by the master himself. That's me. The master only is a play for my last name, Master Donato. So that's how you find me.
Thank you so much. That was a perfect note to end on. I want to thank you for being on my show. And I really do encourage all the listeners to reach out to you. And thank you, Gary. You have a blessed day.
You too. And thank you for doing your podcast. It's so invaluable to the people that listen. And I hope they tell their friends to listen to your show as well, because it's so full of information that's so valuable. Taxes, you know, I lose sleep at night for that one letter, for that one word, taxes. I wake up in the morning, I think taxes. I go to bed at night, I'm thinking taxes. I said, taxes, let's do away with them.
Yeah, we're working on you not having so much of that in your head.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Patty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gary, for being a guest on our show. It was great to have you talk about the Social Security and retirement income planning. So when we come back from the break, we'll have my coach's corner where we're going to talk about tax planning for 2025. Make sure you tune in. Welcome back from the break. This is the Patty Gentile Show on WADK 1540 AM. And as I mentioned before the break, this is my coaching corner where I will talk today about tax planning for 2025. The reason why I feel it's very important to talk about this now and not wait until the end of the year is because the IRS just recently issued to tax preparers a draft of the new additional deductions as passed under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. And the schedule is a Schedule 1-A for Form 1040. Any tax return preparers will recognize that they already prepare for most taxpayers, Schedule 1-A. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, one of the deductions that is on the schedule is this enhanced deduction for seniors. And if you missed that portion of the show, please go back and re-listen to that. But the new deduction for seniors are 65 and older, and it's up to $6,000 per person or $12,000 per couple. It's now available even for those taxpayers that do not itemize deductions, that they just actually use the standard deduction. as I explained earlier, it phases out. This deduction phases out at higher income levels, but could provide a meaningful relief for many retirees. The other items on this new schedule, 1-A, is no tax on tips. Everybody has heard about that. If you are in the profession that normally in an occupation receive qualified tips, and the IRS will have a list of customarily and regularly occupations that receive tips. There is a maximum annual deduction of $25,000, and that's for self-employed individuals as well. This deduction will also phase out for taxpayers above a certain income level. And you're eligible if you're a self-employed business. You're eligible if you are an employee whose employer is in an occupation that customarily and regularly receives tips. You are eligible if you both itemize your deductions or do not and take the standard deduction. So you want to check on that as well and see if you could tax plan whether you qualify for up to a maximum annual deduction of $25,000. That's no tax on tips. Another good deduction to tax plan about, they called it SALT, S-A-L-T, which is the state and local tax deduction. And what happened with that deduction since the 2018 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, it was capped off. The maximum amount of state and local tax deduction you could take if you itemized deductions was $10,000. And it's been that way since tax year 2018. It is now up to a maximum of $40,000 in 2025. And when I was looking at the actual bill, the one big beautiful bill, and the section in that, this deduction, this SALT cap, they like to call it, was originally set to expire at the end of this year, but now this modified version or this changed version, this new provision, is good through 2029. So it's effective in 2025 all the way through 2029. And 2025, the maximum be $40,000, and then it goes up in 1% increments, that $40,000 by 1% every year through 2029. Another good tax plan opportunity is no tax on overtime, and that's effective for 2025 through 2028 for individuals who receive qualified overtime compensation. They may deduct that pay that's above their regular rate of pay. And there is an annual deduction, annual deduction of $12,500 for individuals and joint filers, a maximum deduction of $25,000 on no tax on overtime. The last item that I can't recall, the last time we have seen that you were able to deduct interest on a car loan, and that's new as well. No tax on car loan interest. So just the maximum annual deduction on that is $10,000, and there will be gross income limitations that it will phase out if you go above a certain gross income for individuals or joint filers. I just wanted to take this opportunity to consider some tax planning and taking advantage of this new One Big Beautiful Bill Act provisions. You could go to the IRS's website, irs.gov, and try and find, I believe, schedule 1-A and actually use the draft. If it's up there on the IRS's website, to use the draft to do some calculations. So that ends our show for today. If you would like to contact us, give us any of your feedback, have any questions or suggestions for topics you'd like to know more about, go to WADK.com, and where you see the on-air page, click on that. There'll be a drop-down menu. Click on Patricia Gentile. When you go there, there will be a little envelope says contact. Just click on that. You'll have the ability to send us your feedback, your message, your questions, your suggestions. We'd love to hear from you. So I want to thank you very much for listening. And my website is newenglandtaxrelief.com. And you can listen on Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile podcast. And of course, listen live on WADK. Thank you very much and have a great day.